Hello everyone, my name is Chris, and you're watching Eyes to See Decodes. Today I will be your tour guide while we decode Super Bowl 58, which will be on later this afternoon, as well as its ties to the Barack Obama movie, Leave the World Behind. I have decoded that movie already. It's called Friends, the Last One. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to please watch it. This will be a part two to that decode. My methods of decoding include the Chaldean Gematria cipher. That cipher is based on the numbers 1 to 8. This is the oldest known numerology cipher in the world. It is grouping up the letters based on their phonetics, which is their sounds, similar to the musical scale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, where the eighth Do is the octave. This cipher generally gives us scores from 0 to about 120, and it pairs very well with the English ordinal cipher, and that is a very simple cipher where A equals 1 and Z equals 26, and this cipher also pairs very well with the Strong's Concordance. The Strong's Concordance is every word in the Bible indexed by number, grouped up by the Old Testament, which is written in Hebrew, and the New Testament, which is written in Greek. So let's move on with our decode. So this slide here, we are having a look. This is a recycled slide from my friend's last one decode, and I would encourage anyone who wants to see this further or further breakdown on the movie Leave the World Behind to please check out my decode on Friends, the last one. And this slide, I showed that this is Mr. Barack Obama's official portrait. We can see that it has some hidden imagery in it. This portrait is hanging in the Smithsonian, and thanks to the work of Mr. Jonathan Kleck, we are able to see the hidden imagery within the image. There is other hidden imagery in here as well, but today we're just going to focus on the viper head that's here. And we can see here that Mr. Obama is symbolically being represented as the snake in the garden. Snake in the garden sums to 56, matching Barack Hussein Obama II, his full official name, also 56 in Chaldean. And 56 is known as a number of mind control. We see that in Chaldean, the words mass mind control sum to 56. Mr. Obama is known as Mr. 1018 for the reasons that his name break down into Luke 10:18, and we know Luke 10:18 from the Bible to be, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. The 10:18 reference is often used in pop culture. There's an example here from Lil Nas X, the hip hop artist, who made Nike shoes with the verse Luke 10:18 on the side of the shoe. These are Satan shoes, and I believe they were sold for $1,018. Only 666 pairs were made, and they contained a single drop of human blood in each pair of shoe. We see here that Mr. Obama's name in Hebrew, Hebrew word 1300, Barak, means lightning. Bama means a high place, that's Hebrew word 1116, high place like heaven, and the word bo means to bring forth, to go down, to be fallen. So lightning falling from heaven literally is his name in Hebrew. So I just recently found out through the work of another content creator, Mr. Joseph Aquaviva, who I will also provide a link down below to check out his work. He did a great decode on this. That on December 12, 2023, Mr. Obama attended a Chicago area classroom where he read to the students. Very similarly to former President George Bush, who read a book to his students as well on September 11, 2001. And George Bush read the book Reading Mastery Number 2 on page 153 was the story The Pet Goat. That'll come up in a little later, as there's a very notorious animation YouTube video that has both Bush and Obama in it, called I Pet Goat 2. And we see here that on December 12th, 2023, Mr. Obama attended the classroom in Chicago and read a book to the children called Santa's Gotta Go. Let's have a look here. This is the book cover for Santa's Gotta Go. And on the guitar, if you zoom into it here on the guitar, is the word clause. The word clause in English ordinal is the number 56, matching Obama's full official name. The words Santa's Gotta Go sum to 46, and 46 is tied to our DNA. We get 23 chromosomes from our mother and 23 chromosomes from our father for a total of 46, matching the words Chaldean double helix. The words The Pet Goat, which is the book Mr. George Bush was reading to the children on 9/11, is also a 46. And Wood Dragon is also 46. And on February 10th, which was yesterday, we entered the year of the dragon, and specifically this year is the year of the Wood Dragon. So we can see here that on Santa's Gotta Go, Santa is sitting in what appears to be an X pattern. You can see the X pattern here matching the upcoming April 8th eclipse, which will make an X pattern over the United States, centered over St. Louis. And we see here that from Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, to Monday, April 8th, 2024, the date of the second eclipse that will complete the X is 118 days. And in numerology, we can add a zero or take away a zero, and we can imagine this number to be 1018, which is interesting because from Monday, April 8th, 2024, which is the day of the eclipse, to Mr. Obama's birthday is also 118 days. The number 56, like I said, is very pertinent to this eclipse as well, as we see here that the primary numerology for April 8th, 4 plus 8 plus 20 plus 24, sums to 56. The artist and author of the book is Mr. Derek Barnes, and the illustrator is Courtney Lovett. Derek Barnes and Courtney Lovett sum to 99, matching the Antichrist Barack Hussein Obama II at 99. So having a look at the Super Bowl later this afternoon, we see that the Super Bowl is going to be played by the San Francisco 49ers, as well as the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be on February 11th, 2024, which is today. And we can see that number as the number 211, where February is the second month. The number 211 is a very important number. It happens to be the 47th prime number, and 47 is a very big occulted number. We see it here as the angle on the compass on the Freemason logo. It's tied to many other things. Number that it's attached to, or a big word that it's attached to in Chaldean, is Tetragrammaton, sums to 47 as well. So we see here that G is sitting in the middle of the compass at 47 degrees, with the square at 90. 90 plus 47 is 137, giving us the 33rd prime number, which is interesting because there's 33 degrees within Freemasonry. The halftime show artist for Super Bowl 58 is going to be Usher, and we see that Usher's full name is Usher Raymond IV. And interestingly enough, the number 58 has a crypto reference to the number 666. The first seven prime numbers, when summed up, will equal 58, and when they are squared, will sum up to the number 666. And I thought it was interesting that 2 Thessalonians 2:11, which matches the date 2:11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. And we see here the number 192, tied to Super Bowl 58. And the number 192 we saw in our Leave the World Behind decode is a very big number for that movie. And we see that Usher Raymond IV also sums to 192, which is Usher's full name. Strong Delusion sums to 192. Leave the World Behind, the title of Mr. Obama's movie, sums to 192. Son of the Morning, another name for Lucifer, is 192. E Pluribus Unum, out of many one, is what that translates to. Just like the Elohim is 192. Great Tribulation is a 192. And 4550 is also a 192. And interestingly, Mr. Obama reads the address from Santa's Gotta Go to the children. And on the first page, it says Last Christmas, the Max of 4550 Welling Good Lane saw a story on TV about Santa Claus spending some quality time with a family in Boston, sipping hot cocoa and playing video games. And interesting, the number 4550 means worthless in the Bible, but Welling Good, I thought it was interesting that Welling is somewhat tied to drilling holes, like a pit, perhaps. So the words the Antichrist in Chaldean sum to 43, matching the team playing in the Super Bowl, the 49ers. So let's move on. This scene here on the upper left is a screenshot from the famous animation short film called I, Pet Goat 2, which was inspired or based on the book The Pet Goat, which was read by George Bush on September 11, 2001. And we see here the black and white checkerboard floor, the snowflakes behind, which are stars of David. You can actually see a Star of David or the Star of Renpan within this one here. On the map in behind, there's thumbtacks placed on the map of the United States. Those thumbtacks match critical or events within American history, including 9/11, the Pulse nightclub, the oil spill in the Gulf, Hurricane Katrina, and more, I believe. We see the house on fire with a shark on the chalkboard, a hangman with the twin X symbolism and the mocking tongue. And we see here the word that would be evolution filled in here, but missing the I, O, and U. And there's this 101 appears only at this specific screen frame. It just sort of appears within the shot. And I thought it was interesting. It's evil phonetically, 101. So just like a course, or when we say like psychology 101 to be the first level course. I thought this was interesting. Evil 101, like we're in school to learn about evil. And it couldn't be anybody more evil than the Antichrist himself. And we see that evil 101 sums to 122 in Chaldean. The number 122 was a big number within Leave the World Behind. We can see here that channel 122 was broadcasting a national alert emergency broadcasting system during the movie. And the date of Leave the World Behind release was December 8th, 2023, and from that date to the eclipse is 122 days, matching what is coming in 2024 in Chaldean at sum of 122, and in English, the end is near, summing 122. Going back to the iPad goat scene here, we see that the F, the negative F, is sitting right beside Mr. Obama. We can see the brain being split by the lightning, the Barak, the lightning. And then we see the image of the dragon here as well. Interesting that this light fixture is sort of separating these two evolution within the two halves here. So evil, and then it's cut separated with the missing letters I-O-U here. And I thought it was interesting that the IOU, when you fill this in, gives us the anagram in and out, and in and out in reverse English, which is just A is 26 and Z is 1. Interestingly enough, in and out sums to 56, matching Barack Hussein Obama II's full name in Chaldean of 56. So this is a screenshot on the bottom right from the Chicago video on December 12, 2023, when Mr. Obama visited the classroom and read Santa's Gotta Go. And we see many similarities between this image and the image presented with an iPad goat. iPad goat was released in 2012. It was removed from YouTube in September, I believe it was September 5th, 2023. And it was just re-uploaded to YouTube on February 5th, 2024, just a few days ago. So we see here that where Mr. Obama is sitting is to the left of the board, and we see the number, the letter F is just to his right for the whole time, matching iPad Goat's version of it as well here. We also see a colorful checkerboard floor, but if you watch the video when Mr. Obama walks in down the hallway, there is an actual black and white checkerboard floor as well. And as Mr. Obama enters the classroom, there's an image of a graduation cap as well. So a lot of the symbols within iPad Goat are matching the classroom image here from December 12th, including where the teacher is sitting. In the video here of iPad Goat, you'll see that the teacher is also sitting to quite a bit of distance to his right, similarly to the real life version here from Chicago. So from from September 11th, 2001 to December 12th, 2023, when Mr. Obama visited the classroom. So the first one would be George Bush's reading to his classroom, and the second one here would be Mr. Obama reading to the classroom, is precisely 8,127 days. And 8,127 is the Hebrew word shen in the Bible, meaning tooth, but it's tooth of beasts, of a crocodile, of locusts, teeth of lions, especially figurative of false prophets, of foes, oppressors, and wicked. And I'm wondering if we're getting a little biblical warning here about following these false prophets. And we can see here within iPad Goat, Mr. Obama giving us the wink, and his tooth is quite pronounced. His canine tooth is quite pronounced within the video. I thought that was kind of interesting. And we know that winking is a mockery to the Lord. And we see that here in Psalm 35:19, where it says, "Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause." So there's another, the other scene where Obama is in iPad Goat, we see it looks like a water droplet about to fall down his face. And at the beginning of that scene, the water droplet gives us the letter V on Mr. Obama's forehead. And interestingly, on the Chicago video in the classroom, we see on the back of the board, it says all about V. It says all about capital V and lowercase v. And all about VV in Chaldean sums to 39. "Hi, everybody," is the first words Mr. Obama says when he walks into the classroom. That is also a 39. "Helio Font, the makers of iPad Goat," sum to 39. "Skull and Bones, the order that Mr. George Bush belonged to, as well as his father, from Yale University, the 322 Secret Society," sums to 39. "Order and Chaos," sum to 39. "The Abdo ad Chaos, or KO, which means order out of chaos, is the motto of Freemasonry," sums to 39. And we see here that in Hebrew Gematria, the Hebrew spelling of the word Lucifer from Isaiah sums to 39, as well as the Greek spelling of the word Apollyon, another name for Lucifer and Satan in the New Testament, that also sums to 39. So that's my little decode for today. I wanted to say thank you to everyone. You can follow me on my Telegram and on Facebook. And I want to say special thanks to Truth Mafia and Tommy Truthful, Mr. Jonathan Kleck, and Mr. Joseph Aquaviva for doing a great breakdown on this Mr. Obama's Chicago video, which I will put links in below. Thank you very much. All the best. Take care. Much love.